Somalia is emerging from many decades of conflict. It's a place where institutional capacities are very low, levels of distrust are very high, but it's a place that's slowly coming together, which is refreshing. It's a different narrative compared to many other countries in the world. In the last 6 weeks, we've completed both parliamentary and presidential elections, and these have gone remarkably well. They were imperfect. It's very difficult to organize elections in a country which has security issues, doesn't have voter registry, court system isn't functioning. But despite that, the Somalis organized an electoral process that has delivered a parliament which is considered to be legitimate, including 26% women, young people, and so on. And that parliament then elected a president. And the president has been universally acclaimed, and there's a great sense of optimism that things can be done under this new leadership. But at the same time, the country's facing a drought, a really terrible drought, which could turn into a famine.
The word famine has been mentioned in some occasions. There's also the presence of cholera. How does the country face these crises, and what is needed?
Well, the country faces them with a great sense of foreboding and déjà vu, I'm afraid. There was a famine only in 2011. 260,000 people died, and many Somalis I speak to are ashamed, actually, that their country, once again, is going through this, because they know it's potentially quite a rich country, you know, it's very entrepreneurial, there's resources, there is money, you know, but famines affect the weakest and the poorest and so on. In terms of what can be done about it, of course the short-term reaction is essentially life-saving. It's trying to get food and water and protection to people who are worst affected. And it is very depressing because we've known this is coming for a long time. Many people depend upon rural livelihoods. They've lost their livestock, their animals, their welfare. So hasn't come out of the blue. So the imperative is on humanitarian response. But in the medium to longer term, the objective has to be to prevent something like this ever happening again. And that means you have to look at security. You have to look at how can the state generate revenues to provide services, to strengthen energy, to create jobs, you know, so that people don't die because of weather-related problems. You know, if you have a weather-dependent economy and no other sources of income, then you are very, very vulnerable.
The Secretary General paid a visit to Somalia. How significant was this visit for the country?
Well, for Somalia, it was enormously significant because it represented, in a way no other visit could, the solidarity of the international community with the people of Somalia. Of course, it was also significant for the UN because this is the first field visit that this new Secretary General has undertaken. So it is enormously significant. And in fact, I think it's triggered a whole lot of other high-level visitors. Everybody's now coming, which is great. What I found very encouraging about it is that even though he came primarily to draw attention to the drought and the need to mobilize resources and political will, he had conversations with the country's new leadership on how do we prevent it happening again, some of the issues I mentioned before. You know, how can we use this new political environment generated by the electoral process to change things? And how can you involve the diaspora? How can you involve the business community? How can you involve the international community to help build a functional state that is protecting people, that is able to deliver basic services like health and education and security? And there's a sort of sense that this is a moment, partly driven by this crisis, to try and sort some of these things out. Not easy, because there's still an insurgency. We still have Al-Shabaab killing civilians, and that's going to be very difficult to resolve. But it is, nevertheless, a moment of opportunity.
Talking about the presence of terrorism, there was unfortunately another attack a few weeks ago. Is there any hope that one can get rid of this issue?
Well, certainly the new president thinks so. I mean, what he's saying and what we agree with is that you need a multifaceted approach to fighting extremist groups. You can't just rely upon counterterrorism action or military action. You've also got to look at some of the deficits that give these groups a weird form of legitimacy and support.